truth is fallen in the street. Truth is fallen in the street. That there is nothing that is as important as the truth. We are to walk in truth. We are to turn away from all that is opposed to the truth. The Bible says if you don't love the truth, that you will believe a lie and be damned, because God will send a strong delusion. We need to buy the truth and sell it not. In the 91st Psalm, that there is a great deal that is revealed to us about the importance of the truth. That the truth of our God is strength. The Bible says in Psalm 91 in verse 4, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day. I'm glad that I know the truth today. Amen. Knowing that He loves me and that He cares for me. Amen. That He has protected me, that He has put a wall of fire around me. Amen. Gives me confidence. It gives me faith. It gives me courage. He's not given me the spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a power and of a sound mind. Amen. I want to cleave to the truth. Amen. For the truth, amen, will set you free. The truth will give you peace. The Bible says 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. I want to dwell in truth. Amen. John wrote, amen, that he was encouraged, that he was pleased because his children walked in truth. Amen. We can live in the truth. We don't have to walk in darkness. Amen. I would rather, amen, know what the will and the purpose of God is for my life than to be deceived, to walk in darkness and to stumble. Amen. As one who is blind. Oh God, evermore give us the truth. Amen. The Bible talks of a day when men shall not heed sound doctrine, but they'll heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, hearing cunningly devised fables of men. I don't want, amen, the fiction. I don't want to hear the lies of the world. I don't want to make lies my refuge. The Bible talks about men who make lies their refuge. Amen. That there is no security in deception. There is no security in believing a lie. But if you will cleave to the truth of God's word, amen, His unfailing word, amen, will give you confidence. It will give you courage that you might be able to stand in the evil day. The Bible tells of a day when men will apostatize. To apostatize means simply to fall away from that is true. Amen. To believe a lie. Amen. Rather than to believing the word of God. By embracing a lie, men rebel against the authority of the word of God. They rebel against that word of faith that is able to liberate and set free. that there's only one word that's going to ever set me free, and that is the unadulterated truth of the Word of God. Amen. That we must preach the truth. We must preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, because there is none other that is able to set me free. But we are made free. We are made holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We must not embrace the lies of the devil. The Bible says in the last days that seducers would become worse and worse. False prophets and false Christ would become more advanced. It would become more prevalent in the latter times. Amen. And we see a great deal of falsehood being perpetuated in our day. But Jesus declared, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That His sheep, amen, recognize His voice, and a stranger they will not follow. The way that we avoid error is knowing the truth, and knowing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of repentance from sin, baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of those sins, and the promise of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Can you say praise the Lord? Jesus said, "Except a man be born again of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be led down some primrose path that leads to destruction. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. All roads don't lead to Jesus, but Jesus Christ is the only one that is able to set men free. Amen. The same Jesus that went away is coming back again. Amen. People want to reinvent Jesus. Amen. The Jesus that a lot of folks are preaching is not the Jesus, amen, that died on Calvary. Jesus Christ is not a superstar. Jesus Christ is not some long-haired hippie. Jesus Christ is not some effeminate man that is confused about his gender. But the Jesus Christ that I know suffered, amen, shame. Amen, He suffered and He carried the sins of the whole world to the top of a hill called Calvary. And He laid down His life that you and I might be free. Amen, He was a man's man. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen, you want to know the truth? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by me." Jesus, amen, was asking the disciples, "Jesus, show us the Father, and it will suffice." He said, "Philip, if I've been so long time with you, and you've not known me, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad today that I can be a herald of the truth. Amen. That truth doesn't have to be trampled into the street. The truth need not be suppressed, because the truth is liberating. The truth is all-encompassing. The truth is all powerful, because Jesus is the truth. He's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There's no lie. There's no error. There's no falsehood. He said, "My word will not return unto me void." Not one promise is going to fall to the ground, because His word is forever established. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." Everything in this world is going to be dissolved. Everything is going to perish with a fervent heat, but the Word of God stands true. Can you say praise the Lord? Paul reminded the Thessalonian church that the day of Christ, or the day of the Lord, would not come until the falling away literally, in the Greek language, to fall away means to apostatize. In fact, the word apostasy comes from the Greek word hypostasia, which is the original language of the New Testament. Amen. That there shall come not a falling away, but the falling away. Not just any perversion, but a supreme lie. That the devil, amen, is going to try to bring about, amen, a conversion of men. Amen. The Bible says with all signs and lying wonders, deceiving, amen, even the very elect. Amen. If we are not careful, that even those that are of the truth can be deceived. If you don't have a love, you got to love the truth. If you don't love the truth, even those that know the truth, amen, can be deceived. Amen. They said they were deceived because God sent them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie and be damned because they did not have a love of the truth. Jesus Christ is coming back for a church that's standing upon the foundation of the Word of God. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He's not coming for some kind of newly defined people. He's coming back for a blood-bought people that have made themselves pure. Amen. Through faith in His name. Can you say praise God? That day, the day of Christ, and our gathering together into Him will not come except there come the falling away or the apostasy. Amen. When Israel abandons its faith and trust in the promises of God, amen, to protect her and deliver her, and embraces the lie, amen, there is a lie, amen, that man can become his own God. The Bible tells us that the son of perdition, amen, will proclaim that he is God. That is a lie, amen, from the very pits of hell. Amen. That man putting himself in the place of God. And the Bible says that the false prophet will perform signs and lying wonders, that if it were possible, even the very elect should be deceived. But for the elect's sake, that those days should be shortened. I want you to know, Jesus, amen, warned the church. He said that there will come many false prophets, and they'll say, lo, here is Christ, and lo, there. He said, don't believe their lies, because I am going to come back for a church, amen, that's looking for my appearance. I mean, we don't need to be deceived by the falsehood of the world. Amen. Amen. The lie that will be perpetuated by the son of perdition will cause truth to be trampled in the street. Amen. They will believe, amen, what they see with their eyes rather than what they hear with their ears. Amen. The Bible warns us. If a person comes and he performs miracles and signs and wonders, but he causes you to depart from what you've been taught, amen, to not have anything to do with that prophet. Everything that glitters is not gold. Amen. That Satan is a real entity in our world. That there are spirits in our world today, that we live in a world that is being led down a pathway of deception. We see people involved in various elements of the occult and witchcraft, amen, and sorcery, amen, and all kinds of mysteries, amen, that are contrary to the Word of God and the precepts of righteousness and truth. But the Bible says, amen, when the falling away occurs, amen, and that man of sin is revealed revealed, amen, that God's going to send a strong delusion because men did not have a love for the truth. We need, amen, to lift up the truth. We need to promote the truth. We need to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because the lie is coming. Amen. The apostasy will occur. Only one time does this word occur in any kind of religious writing other than here in 2 Thessalonians. Nowhere else in the Bible does apostasia occur. Nowhere. But it does occur in the historical writings. Amen. Of those books that were written between the Testaments. And it refers to the apostasy of one called Antiochus Epiphanes. Now, Antiochus Epiphanes was prophesied of in the book of Daniel. You can read about this horrible son of perdition in the Holy Bible. It talks about him, amen, offering up a sacrifice that was a pollution, polluting the temple of God. But in the intertestamental writings, that this act was called the apostasy. And Jewish rabbis for centuries have taught that the great lie, the great apostasy, is when of sin, the son of perdition, claims to be what he is not. Jesus Christ said, I come in my Father's name, but if someone comes in his own name, him you will receive. The apostasy is coming. The lie is being perpetuated. The man of sin is preparing, amen, to deceive humanity. Amen. And he will not be, amen, some kind of dime store charlatan. He's not going to buy his bag of tricks, amen, at the shopping center. But the Bible says the source of his power will be Satan himself. Amen. The devil is going to give him his power and his authority. You don't believe in devils, if you don't believe in demons, amen, you just hang around. Amen. The devil is not some kind of amen of a costumed character in a red cape and with horns and a pitchfork. But I want you to know that just as sure as there is a God, that there is a devil. And the demons of hell are massing their forces together in this last time. Satan is angry. He's angry because this great wonderful truth of the gospel, amen, is bringing about salvation. Amen. God's getting ready to take out a blood-washed church out of this world for his name's sake. The bride is readying herself, and the devil is getting ready to bring about the greatest deception that has ever been. Oh, my. The lie, the apostasy shall come first, and then that man of sin shall be revealed. The son of perdition. I want you to know, church, amen, if ever there was a time that we ought to know God's word, if ever there was a time we ought to know doctrine, if ever there was a time we ought to hold to our apostolic, amen, Jesus name heritage, it's this day and this hour that we live. Because if you don't love it, you'll leave it. Hallelujah. You don't hang on to what you don't want. I mean, there's some reason so much divorce in our world today. But you're not going to hang on to something, amen, amen, that don't love you. And you're not going to hang on to something that you don't love. Love's a two-way street. Amen, I'm glad God loves me. But I believe, we need to give a little loving back to God. Hallelujah. Jesus loves me and he loves you. Amen. But he said, if you love me, he said, you got a kumbaya. No, he didn't say that. Kumbaya's all right. Amen. But that's not what Jesus don't want your kumbaya. He said, if you love me, he said, you're going to keep my commandment. You're going to love my word. You're going to love the truth. Hallelujah. I want to be so in love with the word of God. I want to be so in love with Jesus at nothing. Amen. The Bible says perfect love casteth out fear. I'm so in love with Jesus. I don't care what the devil may do. I don't care what things are going to happen upon this world, because I'm in love. And love is blind. I'm in love with Jesus. And I don't have any fear of what the devil can do. Hallelujah. Perfect love casteth out fear. Amen. If you're in love with Jesus, amen. I know he's in love with me. I know he's in love with you. Oh, if you're in love with Jesus, amen, have no fear. Amen. But my Bible says all things, amen, work to the good to them that what? Not to them that kumbaya. Amen. Not to them, amen, that are on the who's who. Not to them that are the most popular. But all things work together for the good to them. And love, and love, and love, and love, and love God. And are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. I believe we're called. We're a called people. We're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. Amen. But the world is going to be plunged into darkness that is unparalleled in history. Amen. We refer to the Dark Ages. I remember studying the Dark Ages. And witchcraft was rampant. And ignorance was rampant. Brother, we're already there when talk comes to ignorance. I'm not talking about ignorance of science and amen, of blackberries and gooseberries and all them other kind of berries. Amen. I'm talking about an ignorance of the Word of God. Amen. My people are perished. God said, amen, not for lack of technology. My people are perished, not for lack of musicians. My people perish, amen, because of a lack of knowledge of the Word of God. Oh, the Bible tells us that if you know the truth shall make you free. We don't have to be in bondage to the world. We don't have to be in bondage, amen, to Satan and the chains of darkness, but we are the children of light. We're the children of the day. And that day should not overtake you as a thief. The Lord's coming back as a thief in the night to them that are in darkness, not to the light. Hallelujah. Amen. But my Bible says he's coming back for a people. That's looking for his appearing. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming back. My Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. Amen. They may mock the apostolic church. They may mock Christians. But he's coming back. My eyes are on the eastern sky, because Jesus said he was coming back. The angel said, this same Jesus which you've seen go away shall also come in like manner as you've seen him go away. In this book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter, amen, Isaiah describes, and I know I have just a few minutes left, but he describes in this 59th chapter, amen, the state of the world. In the 59th chapter of Isaiah, he describes, amen, Israel at a time, amen, that gross darkness covered the land. Amen. That there is an apocalyptic, amen, view at the very end of this 59th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Amen. For we see, amen, that truth had fallen into the street, that they called good evil and evil good. Amen. Under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Isaiah said, it was a day where there was no justice. justice had perished from the earth, and light was turned into darkness. Does that describe, amen, the day and hour in which we live today, when men grope in darkness like the blind, as if they had no eyes, growling and moaning for justice, crying out, amen, for some sense of right, when everything around them was being multiplied for wrong, that sin and iniquity was multiplied. My Bible says, where iniquity doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Oh, hallelujah. We may be living in a wicked day. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the day of Lot. Well, those were wicked times. Amen. That was an evil day. So shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. Amen. But we don't need to fear. We don't need to tremble. Amen. Because our redemption draws nigh when sin and iniquity are multiplied. Oh, when it's getting worse. And the Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse. And in the last days, perilous times will come. But oh, thank God, in the midst of the perverseness of this generation, amen, that God has multiplied grace. And he said, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and glorify the Lord today. Oh, I thank God for grace. Woo! We live in a wicked world, but I've got grace. Amen. My soul is vexed by the unrighteousness of this wicked world. Amen. As Lot, the Bible says his soul was vexed because of the wickedness. Amen. The perverseness. Amen. Men going after men and women after women. It was an evil day. It's just like that today. When same-sex marriage and gays and lesbians are treated as if they're just, amen, exercising their desires, that they're just making a choice. They're no different than any of you. When children are being taught in our schools in America, amen, that Joey has two mommies or two daddies. Amen. When we live in a generation, amen, that has killed more people, amen, in the womb than Hitler ever killed in the death chambers. We're living in a wicked and perverse generation, but God has given us grace. Hallelujah. We're living in his grace and in his mercy. If it wasn't for grace, if it wasn't for mercy, would the musicians come? If it wasn't for the love of God, amen, he would have already poured out his wrath upon this world. But the apostasy shall come first. You look at it in the original Greek, you don't say a. It doesn't have an indefinite article. It has a definite article. Not just any lie, but the lie. Not just any departure from the faith, but the complete departure from the faith. They're going to worship him as God. If you don't bow down and acknowledge that he is God and take a mark upon your forehead or upon your hand, you cannot buy or sell. They're going to control the banks. They're going to control the means of production. It's coming. Even in America. Amen. We have never before seen such a massive government takeover. Amen. As we have in these past 12 months. But it's not the fulfillment of what I read. What's coming upon the world is going to make what's happening now pale by comparison. But I'm just telling you that the world is waxing worse and worse. That we are losing our freedom. We're losing our liberty. Our Constitution is being trampled Amen. As if it was without any meaning. And Isaiah said that the truth had fallen in the streets. When men will walk on the truth, trample it and treat it like garbage, when they would rather believe a lie than to know the truth. We're living in a day when God is getting ready to come back. Oh, but wonderful, wonderful God that He is. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful God that He is. When He looked at the state of the world, when He looked at the apostasy of the chosen people, and He said, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil is made a prey. In other words, if you want to be good, if you want to love truth, you're going to be marked. You read it in your Bible. If you decide that you're going to love the truth and you're going to walk in the ways of righteousness, you're going to be a marked individual. It will be a short list. You're talking about Schindler's List. It's going to be a short list, and I want my name to be on it. Because Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, He said, I'll be ashamed of you. Amen. They're going to know who you are and what you are and what you stand for. Yep. Daniel, you're going to still pray?
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Not once, not twice, but three times a day. That Daniel fellow's praying again. Woo! Yeah, but you don't know what's coming. Amen. The angels of God are getting ready to show who's really in charge. The devil thinks that he's something big. Amen. The devil began to show his miracles and his signs and his wonders. Oh, and here comes Moses with his rod. We're fixing to throw down on the devil. I said, we're fixing to throw down on the devil. Amen. They took Daniel and they put him in the lion's den. And the Bible said the angel shut the lion's mouth. Ooh, hallelujah. I just see Daniel over there curled up with the biggest stuffed plush toy you've ever seen in your life. Amen. Alive and warm. Woo! Are you all right, Daniel? Is your God able to deliver you? Yeah, He's able, but whether He does or not, amen, I'm going to buy the truth. I'm going to stand for righteousness. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to change, amen, my direction. I'm going to stand upon the word of God, because ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. I pray to God that you would embrace the truth today. If you do not know Jesus Christ, if you have never been born again of water and spirit, amen, Jesus Christ beckons today. Amen. You can receive this glorious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. I'm not looking, amen, for the Antichrist and his wonders. Amen. I believe the greatest wonders are going to operate in the church of the living God. These signs shall follow them that believe. Woo! We're fixing to throw down on the devil. Go ahead, devil. Bring your show. Amen. Go ahead and manifest your power. Hallelujah. But greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. In my name, they're going to cast out devils. You don't need to be afraid of the devil if you're a child of God. If you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, you don't need to be afraid of the devil. Amen. It's time that the church, amen, established itself in the Word of God. Amen. We're fixing to devour, amen, everything the devil tries to do. Everything the devil ever tried. Amen. God was always one up on the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in a great hour. Amen. You know why we're living in a great hour? Because the devil's mad. And he knows, but he has but a short time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but I'm always better under pressure. Hallelujah. I believe that God's getting ready to do a quick work. Amen. God's getting ready to wrap it up. Hallelujah. The greatest revival, the greatest miracles, the greatest joy, amen, that the world has ever known will be when we see Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to see Him. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands and worship the Lord today.
Well, I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to pick up your weapons and given me authority to walk all over thee. Yes, I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to pick up your weapons and flee. For God has given me authority to walk all over thee. Yes, I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to pick up your weapons and flee. For God has given me authority to walk all over thee.
Hallelujah, we're going to defeat the devil. Hallelujah, we're
going to defeat the works of the devil. Pick up your weapons and flee. God has me authority to walk all over thee.
Well, I command you, Satan,
in the name of the Lord, to pick up your weapons and flee.
Let's gather around the front here today and pray together.
For God has given me authority to walk all over thee.
Let's encourage together. Let's take faith together. Amen. Let's tear down the walls of Satan's kingdom together. Oh, let's come together right now in prayer and in faith and in expectancy. Oh, let's gather together before the Lord.
Yes, I command
you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to pick up your weapons and flee. For God has given me authority to walk all over thee.
Yes, I command
you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, pick up your weapons and flee. But God has given me authority to walk all over thee.
Power, power,
power in the blood. There is power in the blood. And would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power. There's wonder working power. It's in the blood, blood of the Lamb.
There is power,
power. There's wonder working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power. There's wonder working power. It's in the blood, blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. There's wonder working power. The precious blood of the Lamb.
I feel that power, power.
Oh, there's wonder working power
in the blood.
It's in the blood, blood of the Lamb.
Feel that power,
power. There's wonder working power
in the precious blood of the
No.